kings of disaster. Let him in constancy follow the master.
I lie down before you and cradled in the love of Jesus, I'll find security.
I've got a title here that we're going to talk about, and our title is, Are We Building for Eternity? Are we building for eternity? You know, there's so much going on now, isn't there, that sometimes we can lose sight of eternity. We can lose sight of the fact that everything we hear, we do, we experience, all that's on the news, what is going on around the world, for us is temporary. We are simply passing through. We are experiencing now prophecy being fulfilled. We are seeing events taking place globally around the world, and particularly with our eyes looking to Israel. But all of this is temporary with regard to eternity. And the enemy is very, very subtle, because he tries to keep us very held in his grip with the things that are going on and around us and the news. But we shouldn't be surprised. We shouldn't be shocked, because when we read the Word of God, we know that these things are going to happen. And the church has got to learn that she is here only temporary. She will soon be taken away. And all the events must happen, must take place. And then the end comes where Jesus will return, and he will bring peace, he will bring paradise back on the earth for 1,000 years. And we are well within the generation, we believe, that we'll see this happening. And I don't know about you, but I'm aware that things are moving so quickly now. We're almost seeing prophecies being fulfilled. So what effect does this have upon us? What is it doing to us? Is it causing us to turn more and more to the Lord? Or are we finding ourselves in a hopeless situation? What do we do? What is going to happen? What will be the future? What will my life be? What will life be for my family? And so on. It's so easy to think like that. And sadly, a lot of Christians do. But we have to remember that God is building through us, or at least he should be. And the building that he's working through us, which is his church, is preparing us for eternity. This is why it says, look up, because your redemption draws near. And I want us to turn to Luke 14, verses 28 to 30. Luke 14, verses 28 to 30. You're all very familiar with this. And it's all based on the conditions of following Christ and what he requires. And we'll take it up from verse 28, which says, for which of you, tending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him. You see, those whom God is going to use in these last days, we have to learn that what he does through us must be completed and finished. In other words, it's an establishment of his kingdom on the earth that must be established and finished. That is why we pray the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That cannot be established if we have not learnt to build on the right foundation. That what we are building, what God is building, is an eternal principle. And it is an establishment, as I said, of his kingdom. And he is that master builder that is building through us. We see this back in verse 26. "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." So twice he says you cannot be his disciple if you don't bear your cross and you deny all and follow the Lord, the denial of self, in other words. In other words, to build this foundation, which we've looked at in verses 28 to 30, they have seen all the obstacles that have to be removed because they stop one from building. And this is what stops us from building. In other words, the building is not completed. And this is one of the biggest problems that hinders the Church of Jesus Christ in these last days from accomplishing and finishing the work which Christ has begun. And these are the obstacles in verses 26 and 27, because Jesus makes it clear, "If anyone comes to me, does not hate his father, mother, children, brothers, yes, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear their cross cannot come after me, cannot be my disciple." So there are the hindrances of building. And you see, the cost to us is that he works this within us if we let him. Jesus had to do exactly the same. He had to walk this way, and he had to walk eventually to the cross, which he took up. And he did this because it was preparation for us. He paved the way. He was the first one to go before and pave the way to set this building for eternity. That is why he is the rock. And we build upon the rock, the one who has gone and prepared the way for us. We build now upon that. And he knew the obstacles that tried to hinder and stop all of this, verses 26 and 27, which we also encounter and are tested at times. But he had to go all the way in which to build, to finish the building. Otherwise, if he didn't go all the way, he didn't go to the cross, it would have appeared that his foundation was simply built upon sand, and it would give no glory to God. And so we have that confidence that he has gone before and prepared the way. And we know that Satan tried to stop him from building. He tried to hinder him many ways. He tempted him when he went into the wilderness for 40 days. Peter tried to stop him as he was going towards Jerusalem, and the Lord had to rebuke the enemy through him. All the while he was being hindered. And he was often being hindered by those who loved him, those who cared for him, who were with him. In many ways, his disciples were his family, but at times they got it wrong. They didn't understand. And it's the same with us. We find that our family or those that are close to us who don't love the Lord, they try to hinder and stop us from fulfilling and completing this building, having this firm foundation. In other words, the enemy wanted to make a mockery of it. He wanted people to laugh and jeer. Look what it says, as it says in verse 30, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish." Look, we told you, didn't we? You know, there was nothing in it. It didn't finish. It didn't build it. You see, God doesn't work like that. You see, what God starts within us, he will accomplish and finish if we let him. Because God never forces us. He shows us what is involved. And he shows us that it is possible. But you see, none of this is going to be accomplished if we don't love God personally, passionately, and with a great devotion. This isn't going to happen. It doesn't happen because it's a good idea, or it sounds good, or this is going to give me eternity. I'm not going to have to go through the great tribulation. No, it doesn't work like this. This happens because of relationship. It happens because we are so devoted to the Lord. We love him. We're committed to him. We're passionate about him. We're devoted to him. This is how he works this through us. This is why we're to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and being. That is the first great commandment, because then God can build. And not only can he build, but he can complete and finish. You see, it's the same with the race that we're in, the Apostle shows us. We are to run this race, and we're to complete this race. You see, there are too many professing believers. They start out with all good intentions, but they lose interest, or it doesn't go how they thought it would. And we've all had to battle that one. And this is where our faith comes in. This is where our faith trusts that God is able to do this. Whatever it looks like, whatever's going on in my life. This is why we walk by faith and not by sight. Our faith is so that God can finish his building through us. And this is a love that goes beyond the closest relationship or person that we have in our lives. And when we get this, and when we understand this, that we put God first and foremost, we will be utterly amazed. Because God's love is not like the world's love. What God gives, the blessing that he gives, the peace to the mind and heart, the world can't give it. Even to the closest person in your life, in this world, they cannot give what God gives. And that is what is needed if we are to be those disciples. And he goes right to the root of where the problem lies with our commitment to God. And we see it back there in verse 26. And that's why you see our love needs to be lifted above this world. Our love for God and his love for us lifts us into heavenly places with Christ Jesus. This love that we have is causing us to look away, to look up, to get ready for the next great event that's coming, which is the rapture. This is what he's doing with us for the very purpose that this building is for eternity. That it is this foundation in your life built upon the rock of Jesus Christ. Why am I expressing this so much? Because all buildings are going to be inspected by God. He's our inspector, and rightly so. It's the same with natural buildings. It's the same when housing estates or office blocks go up or whatever it would be. You have inspectors that come and inspect and look as it's being built, that it passes all the safety features. And God does exactly the same. He comes and he inspects to see that we are building correctly. And you say to me, well, how does he do this? Well, he's doing it right now. This is why we come together. This is why we have the Word of God. This is why we're taught, because he is helping us to build, to have that secure foundation. And sometimes it's going to be tested, yes, by fire, to see if it's genuine. And that fire is his refining eye. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 3. You know this well, 1 Corinthians 3, verses 10 to 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 to 17. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. So what the Apostle Paul is saying, that the rock of Jesus Christ, every generation until the Lord comes, his people, those who are chosen, called from the foundation of the world, will build on this foundation, will build on this rock. The apostle himself is also building, and he is aware that others will come and build as well. You are building on it. I am building on it. He says, I've laid the foundation, another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can any one lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Of course, because he's the forerunner. He has gone before, he laid it. It's firm, immovable. You can be well assured. Now he says, now if anyone builds on this foundation, Jesus Christ in other words, with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. And if anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet as through fire. So there are going to be those who are going to lose It's going to be burnt. But that they will just make it through by the skin of their teeth. They won't get rewards because they were not loving God as they should. Family, commitments, husband, wife got in the way. They weren't seeing the cross that they too are to take up and follow daily the Lord. You see, he shows it clearly back, which we read in Luke 14. There's some of the hindrances that stop this building. And the only way we can build on this is if we love God with all our heart, soul, mind and being. That is the only way it's going to work. It's not built through law or you must do it. God doesn't stand over us with a rod. No, it isn't. It's because you want to. And the flesh can be the problem. How do we know it? Verse 17 tells us, if anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. So it's the flesh that gets in the way, that stops this. The flesh in your life hinders you building upon this foundation, getting a secure foundation. And the only way the flesh life can be dealt with is the cross you take up daily and follow the Lord. That is what the cross does. It crucifies the flesh. In other words, the will. Putting my will before God's will, you see. And that is how he does it. He'll do that through the Holy Spirit. He does that sometimes through the trials that we go through. Those fiery trials, which are to purge, to burn out, for the very purpose that you can build for eternity. Because this is what we're talking about. This rock, the rock of Jesus Christ, the church, is a building for eternity. This is why I say so often, God does nothing for the Christian outside his body, his church. Everything we do affects the church. The meetings, my coming together, affects the church. My prayers, my intercessions, affects the church. My attitude towards my brother and sister affects the church, the body. We're all in this together. And God doesn't do anything outside of it, because the doorway into the kingdom of heaven is in the church. He set that door. He set eternity, salvation in the church. It is her authority. It is what God has given to her. Our prayers, our intercessions, our authority is set in the church. It's not some individual doing their own thing, building their own ministry, their own empire, which so much what we see today. Because there's such little understanding of the function of the body of Christ. And you have to be baptized into it by the Spirit to come under the body's anointing and teaching and guidance. And of course, the fivefold ministry of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor and teacher, Ephesians 4. That is what God has said. That is the divine authority that he brings us under his headship. You see, we don't try to work for God, which is the big trap. So many in ministry today are working for God or trying to work for God or trying to go on the mission field or whatever it is. We can never work for God as he is the master builder. I've already been saying it. He is the builder. He is the master builder. And he takes us over to build through us. And there is the difference. Jesus said, I can do none of these things except the Father reveals, except the Father does it through me. And so the great master builder who's building for eternity for us is the one who works it in and through us as we yield to the Spirit. Instead of resisting him or doing our own thing, we yield over because we love him and we trust him, and that he doesn't get it wrong. He will do it through us. And there's the difference. You see, you cannot tell God what to do. You cannot tell him how he's going to work, where he will build, what his plans are, or whatever it is. He's going to reveal and show us, both individually and corporately, in his right time and way. All he wants of us is that we trust him, we allow him to work in and through us as the body of Christ, and he will reveal what he will do. Because I believe the latter rain outpouring is to come before the manifestation of the Antichrist. We are to see God's glory again. It may be quick, not long, but I believe God's mercy is going to be seen again before judgment finally comes. We've had the former rain, the latter rain is to come. But this latter rain is going to come, and it's going to come through the church that is yielded to God, who will not control this and try to build and make it a denomination. He won't have it. The Spirit will move wherever he wills, and he'll work through anyone, whoever he wills. That's why we're all in ministry. That is why we're all being trained. This is why God is going to use the body, not just one man, which so often you see. I think Psalm 127 verse 1 tells us this absolutely clearly. Psalm 127 and verse 1, 127 verse 1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labour in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. And so it goes on. It's the Lord doing it. Unless the Lord builds, it will come to nothing. And why will it come to nothing? Because it's not built upon the foundation of Christ. It's built upon sand. This is why denominations, this is why organizations, they won't stand in the last days. We even see Rome, Catholicism, that won't stand in the Great Tribulation. Even the Antichrist makes war against Rome, and it will fall. That old institute that stood for nearly 2,000 years. Why? Because it's not built on the foundation of Christ. It is sand. And it will be tested with fire. And that's why it's a labouring together, which means faith. And what is our faith? Our faith is letting go and let the master builder build. And he knows what to do. He knows how to build. And he's got his pocket of believers all around the world, the called out remnant, the ones who are willing to walk by faith, to let go, to stop interfering, and let the Master Builder build through us. Let's face it, none of us could save ourselves. That was the mercy and grace of God. God first loved us. He called us. So there's the principle. So why is it when we assume that we get saved and everything, oh, we're going to go out and save the world? And we've all done it. I've done it. And you fall flat on your face. And you soon begin to learn that you have to do it God's way, because he's the Master Builder. And that's why I believe the latter rain will come. It's going to be a quick, short, sharp work where there's no planning, just moving with God as God reveals his love and grace and mercy before judgment finally falls. That's the love of God. But he can only do this through disciples, those who truly follow him, who have forsaken all, even their own life, and they follow him with all their heart, soul, mind, and being. They're the ones. You see, then God can start to build eternity. God can start to build through us, because you see, there's still much to build through the body of Christ. I've said to you for many years that the body of Christ, the true body of Christ, is like Noah's Ark. This is going to be an ark that is going to preserve and protect us from the judgments that are falling. It's going, and like when the waters started to rise up in the earth, so the ark began to float and rise above judgment. So it's going to be the same spiritually for us. God's going to take us up above this judgment. But it'll be only those who are allowing the Spirit to build through them for eternity. And this is why, even though these things are going on now in the world, and there are a lot of things going on, wars, rumours of wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes, and they're all increasing, and we're seeing what's going on again now in the Middle East, and what's going on there. This could be the start of where you're going to see nations now starting to turn away from Israel. Because in the natural, what they're doing to the Palestinians doesn't look very nice. But you see, God is working through this. God is working his will, because he gave the patriarchs that land, and it will come to pass. But there is going to be great turmoil, heartache, and war. And I think we're beginning to see it. Things, as I said, are moving so quickly now. But all of this should cause us to build for eternity. And we mustn't be moved by what is happening, because things are going to happen. It is going to get worse. But we have an anchor set within our soul, our heart. We have an anchoring that won't allow us to be moved, whatever we hear or see or whatever. Why? Because we are being built upon the rock of Jesus Christ. We are his called out people. We are called out. We are set apart. God has placed his hand, his mark upon us. And we're baptized in the Holy Spirit. We are sealed by the Spirit. In other words, we've got that stamp that is placed upon us, sold. And that means no one can buy it. I know it's not always easy, as I close with this. I know there's an awful lot going on, and there are times you just don't want to listen to the news. You just feel at times you're the only one. You feel you don't fit in anywhere, and nobody wants to talk about the Lord. Nobody seems to love God. They're all for themselves. I know what that's like. But God does not make a mistake with any of us. And our walk each day with God is planned from the foundation of the world. God will not let you walk one inch out of his perfect will each day for your walk, for those that love him, and that those who call upon him, and that those who trust him. You will see that you are divinely protected and kept, whatever situation you go through. Why am I stressing this? Because God is building through you. And so he's building through you. He's not going to let that building become damaged. If the master builder is building through each of us, that is a clear sign of God's blessing and preservation over our life. It might look as though the enemy gets away with it or whatever, but God is preserving and keeping us because he has placed eternity in us. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for exhorting us, encouraging us. Lord, you never get it wrong. You're perfect in all your ways. And Father, I pray that we simply yield to you and just let you do that work in and through us. It doesn't matter what the family is saying, husband or wife or whatever, or the boss at work. It's just fulfilling God's will each day. And we know how the enemy is trying to growl very loud and trying to put fear into us. But Lord, you are building through each of us, both individually and corporately. And that is why we walk by faith and not by sight. And so, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your message today to us, helping and encouraging us, Lord. And Father, what we hear, may we apply it in word and in deed. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Jesus, I'll find secure.